2 years ago, when the massive tornado hit Joplin, there was a lot of concern that people weren't listening to tornado sirens anymore. So just last weekend, when that first round of tornadic activity hit Oklahoma and Kansas, I was driving through Lyon County, and my cell phone made a strange beep and vibrated. I got this odd text message with an image of an exclamation point. It read, "Tornado warning in this area till 6 p.m. Take shelter now. Check local media." Now, I got back home okay, but I kept wondering, who sent me that message? Joining us now over the phone from Silver Spring, Maryland, is the originator of that message, more or less, Susan Buchanan of the National Weather Service. Thanks for joining us on KC Currents.
Thank you for having me.
So why was there a need for this new cell phone warning system?
Well, we have this new system. It's a recognition that, you know, a lot of people are using mobile technologies these days. They're so popular. And people on the go need a way of accessing weather information. And so we implemented this new program to give them weather alerts on their cell phones.
And, of course, some people get that through apps, or then there's the old school ways of knowing that there's an emergency going on, like hearing it on a radio or hearing tornado sirens, let's say, here in Kansas City. That's really relevant. Why was this service necessary?
Wireless emergency alerts are not intended to replace traditional ways of getting weather warnings. So people should still stay tuned to their local TV and radio, and also have a NOAA weather radio in their home, so they'll be alerted immediately when the National Weather Service issues a warning. But what wireless emergency alerts are intended to do is be a bell ringer. So if you're in your car or you're out at your child's soccer game, the wireless emergency alerts go off, and they're sort of a bell ringer. They tell you, seek additional information. There's a threat nearby.
And did you have any information that people weren't heeding traditional tornado warnings like sirens? I know in Kansas City, people were thinking about that after the Joplin tornado.
What we found after Joplin, when we did a service assessment there and we interviewed people in the area that was impacted by the Joplin tornado, is that people tend to look for confirmation. After they receive additional word that there's a warning or there's a threat, they want some sort of secondary confirmation. So oftentimes they'll go outside and look around, or they'll call a friend or a family member and see if they've also heard of the threat. What wireless emergency alerts do is they give you that either first or secondary alert that there's a warning, so people will be more inclined to seek shelter.
I wonder if the idea is, you know, you're in the middle of doing something. Is this important enough to disrupt what I'm doing to actually take shelter?
Well, the National Weather Service issues watches and warnings. You know, we have a whole suite of products that we put out to alert people of what's going on with the weather. But whenever a warning is issued, that really should prompt people to, first of all, take it very seriously, but then to take the appropriate action, because there could be, you know, a threat out there that's, that could take their lives.
And when was this new system rolled out?
It started getting implemented last summer, and each wireless carrier implemented this different times of the year throughout the past year. And so whether or not you were able to get these warnings on your phone is dependent on when your wireless carrier rolled it out in your area.
Have all of the wireless carriers now picked it up and are putting out these alerts?
All of the major wireless carriers do offer this voluntarily, this service voluntarily to their customers, and many of the smaller wireless carriers do as well.
And just in the nuts and bolts, what does somebody see on their phone, and what's the back end? Like, how does it work?
So people who have already been in an area over the past year where they've had a warning for such things as tornadoes, flash floods, hurricanes, extreme winds, or blizzards, may have already gotten these messages on their phones. And what they are is they'll hear a unique tone alert that's unique. They've nothing that they have programmed into their phone, so it'll really get their attention. And then a message will pop up on their screen. So it's not like normal apps where you have to go into your text messaging program to actually see it. It'll pop up automatically onto your screen. And it may say something like, a tornado warning in your area until 2 p.m., take shelter now. And so these messages are limited to 90 characters. So, you know, they're meant to be a bell ringer to say, there's a threat in your area, seek additional information, take shelter.
Now, this is not based on where you live or where your phone number is, but where you actually are at the moment.
The great thing about wireless emergency alerts is the signal is picked up by nearby cell towers. So no matter where you are with your phone, if there's a warning in that particular area, your phone will pick up the signal from the nearest cell tower, and it will alert you of a nearby threat. So this is not tied to your home zip code. It's tied to where you are in any given moment with your phone.
Now, what if the cell phone lines are all busy because maybe just in the aftermath of a severe weather event or some other kind of emergency, everybody's calling each other?
People who have ever been in an area where there has been a major disaster know that cell phone lines can get jammed. The great thing about wireless emergency alerts is the wireless carriers set it up to be outside of the normal system. So these messages will not be prone to system jams, and you'll get the alerts regardless.
What kind of emergency will prompt you at the National Weather Service to send a message?
Over wireless emergency alerts, the public may get three different types of messages. They may get amber alerts if locally a child is missing. They may get presidential messages in the case of a national emergency. And the third type is imminent threat. An imminent threat covers weather emergencies. And other types of imminent threats may be a local chemical spill that people may want to avoid a local area where there's a chemical spill, a local hostage situation, that sort of thing. So our role in it is to provide the weather warnings. And within that category, we will be providing warnings for tornadoes, flash floods, hurricanes, extreme wind, blizzards, ice storms, tsunamis, and dust storms. And there has been some discussion about severe thunderstorm warnings because lightning is very dangerous and deadly. But unfortunately, thunderstorms can pop up, and they're very prevalent in the spring and summer in many locations in the country. So we just thought it would, we would set off too many warnings on people's phones initially if we put thunderstorm warnings out. So for now, thunderstorm warnings are not part of the system, but they're exploring ways in which to get thunderstorm warning information to people over cell phones. But that also speaks to why people need to not just use wireless emergency alerts on their cell phone as their only way to get weather information.
And I would think that you wouldn't want to send out too many messages so people just start getting used to them.
That's correct. Not just getting used to them, also ignoring them. We want people, when they get word that there's a warning for their area, we want people to take that very seriously.
I think that that may be part of the reason why I was surprised by it, because I had never gotten one before.
Yes, it is a new system, so it's only been in effect, at the most for a year for certain people, depending on when their wireless carriers started providing it. So as people are starting to get these, they'll start to get used to them, at least be comfortable with what they are and know that they should trust it and take shelter if they get one of these warnings.
Now, do you have to have a certain type of phone or cell service in order to get these messages?
Well, all newer phone models will have wireless emergency alert capability. And most people who have cell phones will have the capability, but there are some older phones still in circulation that don't have the technology to receive wireless emergency alerts. And if people have questions about whether their phone has this capability, they should check with their wireless carrier.
Now, I have to ask you about last Monday's tragic tornado in Oklahoma. Do you know if there was time for a message to go out for that one?
Yes. The National Weather Service issued tornado warnings 16 minutes in advance for some areas, and some areas actually had 36-minute warning for the tornado last week. And so we did check with the wireless carriers, and they all did push our warnings out over the cell phones to their customers.
And have you heard anything about people getting that message and responding?
We do expect to start receiving feedback, anecdotal feedback from people, because we do after every major event, but we have not started getting that feedback yet. I think, the area that was impacted in Oklahoma, they're still in search and rescue recovery mode, and so I think it'll take some time before we start getting that feedback.
And what kind of response are you getting in general to the system and people letting you know whether or not this has been useful to them?
Well, we've gotten some funny feedback, and we've gotten some very serious feedback. people by and large are sending us emails thanking us for the warning, saying that, you know, they sought shelter or they decided not to, you know, travel on the road in an instance up in New York recently where there was a flash flood warning and, you know, turned into be a very dangerous situation. Some of the funny feedback we've gotten is, you know, someone emailing and saying, well, I knew something was wrong. I was in a restaurant and everybody's cell phone started going off at the same time. And you just saw everybody pick their phones up off the table with the, you know, this tone alert that nobody had ever heard before. And that was kind of interesting. But that's what it was. There was a threat in their area and everybody got the message at the same time.
Huh, that's funny. Yeah, it must have been a topic of conversation there.
Right.
I have to say, I was a little unclear on who was sending me the message, although the alert was signed NWS. Are other people wondering who's sending these messages?
I think it will take some time for people to get used to wireless emergency alerts and to understand who's sending them and to have comfort that, you know, these are legitimate, as it, you know, with any new service. But I think once people do start getting them and they say, oh, this is the National Weather Service, they'll pay attention and heed the caution that's included in the message.
Susan Buchanan is a spokesperson for the National Weather Service. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, visit a ceramics class for visually impaired students in Kansas City, Kansas. You're listening to KC Currents.